God with us. Advent Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries. Written by Dr. Kerry Vo.
Knowing the Future. Friday, December 4th, 2020. Our text is Luke chapter 1, verses 13 through 17. But the angel of the Lord said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayers have been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord. And he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before them in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared." Listen to the way the angel describes John's future. It focuses on the good, wonderful things. It's so much better than saying, "Your son's going to live in the desert eating bugs and get killed by an evil king." Both futures are equally true, aren't they? All of those things did happen to John. And yet, God focuses on the blessings. Why? Partly out of mercy, to avoid distressing John's parents, I think. But there's another reason, too. God is looking at what John's suffering will buy. The suffering passes. The blessings remain forever. And this is no surprise, for John serves our Savior Jesus, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12, verse 2b. His suffering became our blessing. Please pray with me. Lord, thank you for what your suffering has brought us. Amen.